This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Quarterback of the Jets joins us now, as he does every week at this time. Sam, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. How are you doing today?
What's up, you guys? Doing all right, you know. Thought we learned from the film today, and then, you know, looking to have a good week and get a win on Sunday.
All right, starting off 0-2, Sam, how dispiriting is that? Because I know you're used to winning in your life. How tough has this been for you?
Yeah, losing is never fun. I mean, it's tough. You know, you put so much work into the off season. Everyone did on the team, and then, you know, to start 0-2 is definitely, it sucks. But, you know, at the same time, you got to, you know, learn from your mistakes. I thought we did a better job this week. I thought we had a better rhythm, you know, throughout, you know, the first few drives. We just got to finish, you know, when we get down in the red zone, we just got to finish drives. And, you know, that's what it comes down to. And, you know, hopefully this week when we get down there, we can finish those drives and end with 6 points.
Now, Sam, how much creativity gets taken out of the offensive play calling when you start to suffer the injuries and the loss of weapons that you have?
Yeah, you know, when you start to, you know, only have a number of guys who can go out there and play, you definitely, you know, it definitely limits the amount of calls that you can make. Now we do have, you know, really skilled guys in different positions that we can always put out there and create different personnel groupings, but it can limit some of the calls.
All right, so just to educate us, because I don't know the answer to this. Obviously, you're playing three-dimensional chess, I'm playing checkers, but when I hear there's a play that you can't audible out of, which was, I guess, the fourth and one, why is that? Tell me why that is.
Well, I mean, it's a specialized, you know, short yardage play. It's something that, you know, we've leaned on in the past and has worked in the past, and so, you know, it comes down to this. You know, if everyone does their job on that one play, we get the first down, and, you know, we're not having this conversation. So, you know, it comes down to all 11 guys executing the play, which, you know, happens more often than not. And, you know, when you don't, you know, execute at a high level, you know, you don't convert fourth and ones, and, you know, it's, yeah, that's kind of how it is. And
but I guess my question is, if you're standing over center, Sam, and you see something that will blow up that call, you can't audible out of it?
No, it's something that, you know, for that specific play, no.
Okay.
What kind of gut punch is it to you that you're down 7-0 before you even touch the football?
I mean, you know, sometimes in football it happens. I mean, it's for us as an offense, we go out there and, you know, we worry about doing our job. You know, it's nothing that we can control. So, you know, we just go out there. And again, like I said, I think we put a good first drive together. I think, you know, it would have been great, obviously, if we would have been able to, you know, have that happen. You know, the Niners score on their first play from scrimmage, and then we go down, have a great drive and score. And we put 6 points on the board. That would have been great, and that would have been a great answer. We just got to finish in the red zone.
What we know that you like to take, you know, credit for the mistakes you make, and you're real about that. What frustrated you most yesterday about your performance?
You know, I think for me, I can continue to, you know, get better at, kind of when things get cloudy, I think moving on as fast as I can in terms of, you know, getting to the back or getting to the check down faster. I think that's one thing that I can always improve on. And then, you know, if I got room to run, continue to run and make plays.
On 4th and 7 at in the red zone, a 4th and goal at the 7, I know this is not your call, but I'm asking you, would you have liked to have gone for it there? Because the field goal did very, very, very little. You were still three scores down. So give us the thought process there.
Yeah, it's a tough spot. I mean, you know, 4th and 7, you know, that's when they bring out their picket fence defense and put, you know, every single guy they have on the goal line. You know, it becomes a lot harder to score in that scenario. You know, when you're in a 3rd and 7, you see a different defense. You know, guys are still, you know, they're playing their normal defense and making sure that you don't get any yards so that you can't go for it on, you know, a 4th and 3 or 4th and 4. But when you get to a 4th and 7, they're just going to, you know, sit in the end zone. So some of those throws, some of those windows become a lot tighter. So, you know, it's at that point, you know, the 4th and 7, it is what it is. You know, I have confidence in myself and the receivers and the offense to go make a play when we have to. But, yeah, it was a decision that was made.
Do you still believe in your coach?
Yeah, absolutely. I love Adam. You know, I love, you know, the calls that he makes, and he puts us in the best position possible to go out there and win on Sundays. That's all that matters to us.
And I'm not trying to be snarky when I say this. I don't. But you see the game differently than the average fan does. So if you could just give us more detail on why there's that belief despite the 0-2 start and the way
yeah.
you've looked.
No, I mean, we see it on film. You know, when we get back on Mondays, we see the errors that we make as players. And if we just go out and execute the plays that are called, there's yards to be had on the field. I mean, you know, the last couple Sundays, us as players, we haven't performed nearly to the ability that we're capable of. And it's up to us to perform better. And if we do that, we're going to see the numbers. We're going to see touchdowns. You know, we're going to start seeing wins, but it's up to us to be able to go out there and do our job. You know, if we just, and again, I say it, I feel like every interview, but if we go out there and execute every single play and every single series, you know, the sky's the limit for us. We just got to do our job every single play and not worry about anything else.
But so would you understand, Sam, that the Jet fan base has had it? I mean, they hear the same old song. We have to tighten this up. We looked at the film. Things got better. Last year, it was a 1-7 start. Now, not all of that was your fault because of the mono, but there are no results. So if there are no results, what are we supposed to hang our hat on?
Yeah, I mean, you guys, I mean, this is what I would say to the fans. We understand. You know, the players are tired of it too. You know, we don't like losing any more than anyone else. So we're really close, man. We watch it, like I just said, we watch it every single Monday when we get back. We have yards that are out there on the field. We just got to go make the plays when they're there to be made. And we got to take it one play at a time. We can't think any further than that. You know, if we just take it one play at a time, we do our job every single play, it really is that simple. And if we can do that, I think we'll be a really good team.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It's opening day. Usually you're talking 80,000. I know I asked you about how strange it is with no fans, but specifically for the home opener, how much does it affect you to not have the fans on your side there to start the game?
Yeah, I mean, the fans are what make the game so special. So it's tough, you know, especially at MetLife. When you don't have fans there, you know, you love the energy that they bring, and that's always so special. But, you know, for us, we're, you know, even after the first couple games, we're starting to get used to it, you know, not having fans and, you know, creating our own energy that way. So, you know, we're just going to continue to get used to it and adapt to it more and more every single week. But, yeah, it's not the same when the fans aren't out there with us.
49ers complained that all the injuries were caused by a sticky turf. Do you find that new turf is sticky?
I'm not really sure, to be. I mean, I'm not cutting like some of those guys are. You know, I'm just dropping back and throwing the ball, and you know, some plays I scramble out. I mean, I don't know. it's hard for me to say. It's new turf. I mean, you gotta break it in a little bit. And, you know, I can't really speak on it. Maybe like a D lineman or a running back would be able to.
Who's the leader of this team, Sam? I mean, who's standing up in the middle of that room after a game like yesterday and go, this can't go on? Who's that person?
Adam. Adam was the guy who was looking us all in the eye and you know, saying that, you know, enough is enough, basically. You know, it's up to us to, you know, because we understand. I mean, we know the coaches, they put their best foot forward and they want nothing but the best for us. And they put the best game plan out there for us to be able to go out and win football games. And for us as players, I mean, me, Steve, you know, George Fant on the O-line. There's so many guys in the locker room, Marcus May. I mean, so many guys in the locker room that are awesome people and that want nothing but the best for each other. And, you know, we have that. You know, that's, you know, that part of it isn't lacking. We just got to go out there and perform better. I mean, straight up, we just got to go out there, execute, take it one play at a time. And I really do believe if we do that, we'll be a really good football team.
What did you feel not having Le'Veon and Crowder there yesterday? How often did you notice them not being on the field with you?
Yeah, you know, it's tough when, you know, Le'Veon and Crowder, you know, two really good football players, aren't out there with you. It's tough, but we have a next man up mentality that we truly believe in, and we got a lot of guys who can go out there and make plays, and I thought we saw that yesterday. But yeah, you know, whenever you got, you know, a star player like Le'Veon and Jameson out, it's, you know, it can be tough.
Now, obviously, you play at this level. You love the game. It's not a business for you. You love the game. And when you get home yesterday and you see so many important people around the league went down with serious injuries, what do you think?
It's sad. I mean, it's, you know, I feel for those guys, their teams. You know, it's just, you think about, you know, not having OTAs, not having a training camp, how much that factored into it. Yeah, it's just, it sucks.
Well, we appreciate you. Go ahead, Don. I'm sorry.
No, just any initial thoughts on Indy?
Yeah, I mean, they're a good defense. Darius Leonard, those guys over there, you know, they got a really good football team. They do what they do, and they do it well. You know, they're not going to, you know, they're not going to necessarily surprise you with anything that they bring or any coverages. You know, they're really sound with what they do. And, you know, I know Phillips over there, he's going to do what he does and do it really well as well. So it's, for us, it's going out there, playing really good football together, you know, making sure that all three phases complement each other, special teams, defense, and offense. Making sure that, you know, offense is doing our job moving the football. You know, defense is doing their job, special teams, you know, pinning them down, doing what they need to do. But yeah, we're going to go in with the mindset this week of, you know, making sure that everyone just glues into doing their job and taking it one play at a time. Because if we do that, we can be a good team.
Sam, thank you for being a gentleman as always. We appreciate you coming on. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, see you guys.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.